Treasury to testify Friday for withholding Biden family suspicious wire transfers. By Wendell Hasebo on March 4, 2023. The Treasury Department will testify before the House Oversight Committee on Friday about its withholding of 150 suspicious activity reports, SARs, generated by the Biden family and their associates by unusual foreign or high-dollar transactions. The Treasury's Jonathan C. Davidson, Assistant Secretary for Legislative Affairs, will testify before the committee about why the agency has refused to provide the SARs, which often contain evidence of potential criminal activities, such as money laundering and fraud. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, is investigating James and Hunter Biden, along with Eric Schwerin, for 9 violations, including wire fraud and money laundering. During its investigations, the Treasury has tried to stonewall Comer's request for the SARs because the reports are a key trove of information that will provide details about the family's foreign business transactions, along with knowledge of whether President Joe Biden remains compromised by foreign governments through his family's business. Comer stated Saturday in a press release that he intends to also examine legislative solutions to ensure Congress has timely access to the SARs. "We are concerned the Treasury Department is acting in bad faith to produce these documents to the Oversight Committee when we know that it has already produced them to another congressional office," Comer wrote. At next week's hearing, a Treasury Department official can explain to Congress and the American people why the department is hiding critical information. In January, Davidson denied the committee's request for 150 SARs flagged by U.S. banks, citing improper disclosure of relevant information that could reduce the Biden administration's ability to conduct of law enforcement, intelligence, and national security activities. While the Treasury stonewalls Comer, the Biden family's top financial lieutenant Schwerin is expected to soon provide requested documents to the committee. Schwerin, who shared bank accounts with President Joe Biden and dubbed the family's money man, was also the president of Rosemont Seneca Partners, a fund created by Hunter Biden and several associates that spawned business deals in Russia, Ukraine, China, and Romania. Schwerin's potential compliance with the committee comes after Hunter plotted in 2019 to betray him amid their crumbling relationship, built upon an off-the-books business arrangement. Text messages obtained by Breitbart News from Hunter's laptop reveal. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.